From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Researchers are looking into a new way to fight cancer, and their source weighs thousands of pounds, has four legs and a trunk. They're elephants, and they rarely get cancer. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus's Elephant Retirement Facility in Central Florida teamed up with the researchers to figure out why. WGCU's Topher Forges reports they hope they can use their research to help people.
Mysore, an Asian elephant, uses her trunk to stuff a second piece of bread into her mouth. She's standing in a sandy enclosure at the Ringling Brothers Center for Elephant Conservation in Polk City. Mysore is more than 70 years old and weighs about 7,000 pounds. Long, reddish-brown hairs cover her wrinkled head and torso. She spent 55 years in showbiz before retiring here. Now she spends her time lounging and figuring out how she can get more bread out of visitors. But Mysore's become part of a new act in her retirement. She's a cancer study subject. Researchers use blood from Asian elephants like her to solve a puzzle involving elephants, cancer, and people. That puzzle goes like this. Cancer is a leading cause of death among humans, but researchers found only about 4% of elephants die from it. Dr. Wendy Kiso is the center's director of conservation research. She says that does not make sense when you consider the size of an elephant versus a person.
Think of elephants. They're 100 times bigger than us. Thus, they have 100 times more cells than us. Thus, they have 100 times more potential for the cells to replicate and cause cancer.
But, she says, elephants rarely die of cancer. Kiso thinks the answer is a gene both humans and elephants have called P53. It's a tumor-fighting gene. Humans normally have only 2 copies, and elephants have roughly 40.
So if one or two go bad, they have that many backup. So they have evolved in such a way to have this to prevent cancer.
The project includes the Elephant Retirement Center and scientists in Salt Lake City and Israel. Ringling got involved around 2013 with Dr. Joshua Schiffman, a pediatric oncologist in Salt Lake. He was already looking into this elephant cancer question. He first heard that elephants rarely get cancer at a 2012 workshop in Maine.
It was like a light switch went off, and I began to wonder if we could focus more on who doesn't get cancer, like these elephants. Can we maybe understand how to learn from that and translate that one day to our patients?
Schiffman was getting some African elephant blood from a local zoo. Ringling researchers eventually saw a presentation on his work and gave him a call.
They explained Ringling Brothers has the largest herd of Asian elephants in the Western Hemisphere, and they were actually going to be in Salt Lake with their circus, and they wanted to know if we wanted to collaborate because they too draw blood on a routine basis from their elephants to make sure that they're healthy, and we were able to coordinate that blood draw.
Schiffman's research, now with a steady supply of Asian elephant blood from Ringling, involves exposing cells to radiation so they develop into tumors. In humans, P53 will first try to repair the cells, but in elephants, P53 will mostly just kill them.
It was as if the elephants had said, it's so important that we don't develop cancer, why take the risk of not fixing it all the way, the DNA damage, let's just kill the cells and start over. And we said to ourselves, my gosh, nature has done it again.
The collaborators published their findings last fall in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Schiffman says there's still a lot of testing to be done. He says they're also working with a researcher in Israel to figure out a way to deliver a potential drug to people.
We're trying to figure out how do we actually get this elephant P53 to the people who need it most so that people hopefully one day don't have to get cancer anymore, just like the elephants almost never get cancer.
Schiffman says he hopes to begin testing a new drug in humans in the next 3 to 5 years. He says they will continue receiving blood from the elephants at the Ringling Conservation Center. All of the former circus elephants, which retired this month, now live there. Topher Forges, WGCU News.